It's been on my heart to share a situation that I experienced in 2009, specifically between May and August of 2009 when I was living in Tallahassee, Florida. I want to share this because it was a time in my life when I was very much alone and God did great things for me. He is very alive and very active, and I experienced a great deal of miracles and his involvement in my life during that time, and how he took me out of a very difficult situation, which led to where I actually am now. So I was living in Tallahassee, Florida, and I was an undergraduate at Florida State University. I had my sights set on going to law school, and I was pursuing two bachelor's degrees simultaneously, while also trying to do something called honors in the major, which is when you do a research sort of capstone project in addition to your course load. Because I was in school constantly, I had very little time for working, although I did work in the evenings at the Florida State University call center, where I would call and solicit donations for the university. I also did odd jobs, like cleaning houses, and because I was a really good student, was able to sell my notes and come up with different study packets that I would sell before finals to make income and help me pay my rent and buy groceries while I was studying full time. At this time in Tallahassee, I lived in a small apartment that was just off of campus, and I had an older rodeo that I drove around that didn't get great gas mileage, but I had paid $1,200 in cash for it, and it got me to and from the grocery store and to and from a little church that I was attending at the time. While I was studying, I became increasingly aware of the fact that things were going on in the world and in the world economy. One thing that was included with my little apartment that I lived in was cable, and I had developed the practice of listening to the news, something I don't recommend doing. While I was studying all the time and working on my research project, everything that was happening in the world was coming through on the news channel. I knew that the economy was bad and there weren't a lot of jobs, places weren't hiring, and later they called this big event the Great Recession. The job I had at the call center at Florida State University required that you be a student in order to have the position. And so while I had a small stream of income that was coming in, I wasn't going to have that income when I graduated that May. All of my time was spent studying. All of my time was spent getting ready for finals. All of my time was spent on this research project. I didn't even have time to prepare for the LSAT, which is the examination you have to take before entering law school. I hadn't planned it out very well, but I also hadn't planned on all these things happening in the world, and I thought I'd be able to get a job when I graduated. But as the graduation date grew closer, I began to realize that was probably not going to happen, and I started to get really concerned. One of the things that I started doing was I stopped tithing. I used to always give 10% of my income to the church that I was attending, but I realized that I was going to lose that income source as soon as I graduated and thought it would be better for me to make a note of how much money I owed God to give him that money at a later date when I had a secure job. And so I found myself getting really scared as May approached and I was going to have to graduate. I also had absolutely no free time to do anything else besides study and get ready for all the things that I had coming up because I had finals for two majors and I had to finish the capstone project that I was working on. In April of 2009, my schedule was extremely hectic. I had all sorts of odd jobs and different things that I had been doing in order to earn income while I was in school. I had something called a work study, which is a part-time job on campus. I was working in the political science office, but that job was going to end once I graduated in early May. I was also doing some work
helping the economics department with research that paid $20 an hour, but those sessions usually only lasted an hour each. I was working my night job at the call center, and I had a very full course load. I was trying to prepare for finals, so I had to get ready for a lot of exams. Plus, I was trying to wrap up my capstone project for honors in the major, which ended up being incredibly complicated because the university wanted me to jump through so many hoops. At one point, one of the professors that was supposed to be on my committee wasn't allowed to be on my committee because he was not a tenured professor. God really helped me out with this, and I was able to have him be on my committee because I needed to have somebody who was from the economics department. But it involved me taking a lot of paperwork and running across campus in different offices, getting things stamped and signed in order for him to be one of the people allowed on my committee. Everything that was going on was very stressful, and in the back of my mind, I had a lot of fear because I was still focusing on what was going on in the world. No matter what I was doing, I knew that May I was graduating, and all the different jobs that I had been doing were going to come to an end. Every chance I would get, I would try to apply for anywhere to get a job. I would apply for fast food restaurants. I looked online, and there was one service, which, thinking back on it, probably wasn't the most effective, but at least I was trying something. I would put my resume into this server and then click a button, and it would send the resume out all over different places. I don't think it was very effective, but I was trying to do anything I could so that I would be able to make my rent in June. I had enough money to pay my May rent, but that's as far as I could get with what I had saved up. A bank on campus was offering a promotion if you opened a bank account with them for a very small amount of money, that they would give you a certificate and you could order graduation announcements for free. And so I was able to sign up with them and open this bank account. I think it cost like $20 and get a couple graduation announcements. So I was really happy about that. But in the back of my mind, I still had this constant fear because I knew that once I graduated, I wasn't going to have an income and things were not looking really great in the economy and the world. In mid and late April, my schedule began to change as one by one, each of the little jobs that I had been doing came to an end, and one by one, I took a final, I defended my thesis, I took another final, I was asked to make some revisions on the capstone project I had been working on, I finished another final, I got those revisions done, and so very suddenly, everything was done. On May 2nd, 2009, I graduated magna cum laude with two undergraduate degrees, and then I went back to my apartment, and I did not know what I was going to do next. The next few days, I started to do things to cut back on my expenses as best as I possibly could. I remember one of the things I started doing was I'd stop going to the church that I attended because I didn't think that I could afford to keep putting gas into the rodeo that I drove until I could get something figured out. I kept trying to apply for jobs, but no one was hiring. They even put up signs in some of the windows in fast food restaurants saying, "Not hiring." I remember the first few days after graduation, I would get up and I would turn the TV on and I would just watch the news, and they were just talking about how terrible everything was. And I really went into a dark place. I was very, very scared. I didn't know what I was going to do, and I just kept in this loop for a few days. Somehow, though, I don't know what it was. I don't remember what it was, but God broke through. I don't remember if I listened to a sermon or if I read something in a book, but somehow it dawned on me suddenly that I was doing it all wrong, that I was trusting in myself and that I wasn't trusting in God. And then it occurred to me that what I was doing was very, very wrong. I should not be noting down how much money I owed God. I needed to be trusting God. And then all of a sudden, I just got inspired. And I realized I needed to take the money that I had been withholding that was I needed to give to God, and I needed to get it to the church that I had been attending. And I had just an urgency about this. And so I grabbed the money, and I remember running down to my rodeo in the middle of the day, and I drove all the way to the church, and it was a weekday, so it wasn't open. And I got into the parking lot, and there were a few other cars in the parking lot, and I started banging on the church door because it was locked. And this lady opened the door, and I said, I've got a tithe! I've got a tithe! And she pushed the door back, and I ran inside. In this church that I was going to at the time, they didn't do collections. They just had boxes in front of the chapel, and if you wanted to, you know, give to God, then you could drop it in there. So I ran into the building and dropped the money into the box, and then I went out, and I just felt this huge sense of relief. Because now I was trusting God, and I knew He could do something. I also turned the TV off, and I did not turn it back on again. I didn't want to hear anything else that was going on in the world, because I recognized that was not helping me at all.
Shortly after I had gotten back from the church, I don't remember if it was a day later or a few days later, but I received a phone call from a company that wanted to give me an interview. It was for a company called Bennett's. I had never heard of it before, and I hadn't applied to the position as far as I knew. The only thing that could possibly have happened that I could think of is that maybe one of those random resumes that I sent out had gone to this company. But I didn't know anything about them, and I was very excited to have an interview. When I went to the interview, the company was not too far from where I was living, and it was a company that sold leases on copy machines, and what they wanted me to do was be a salesperson and go around and sell copy machines or leases on these copy machines to different companies. So if you go to an office and they've got a copy machine, those machines are leased and they pay so much per month. The salary that they were offering me was a flat $1,200. They said that they would pay me, or reimburse me rather, for my gas mileage when I went around. They specifically wanted me to target the church market in Tallahassee, which is an area that they didn't have anybody going to. And then they said that as I started getting different sales, I would start earning commission, so I wouldn't always have the $1,200 salary. So I was really excited just to have a job. So I started my 8 to 5, and I spent the entire month of June doing training and going around with the manager learning how these copy machines worked. I was not very good at operating the copy machines. Every time I tried to do a demo, it turned out to be a fiasco, but I really did everything I could. I made appointments with churches all over Tallahassee. In fact, at that point in time, I think I may have gone to every single church in Leon County trying to speak to somebody to get them to take a lease on a copy machine. Now that the job situation was finally resolved, I had two other things that were going on. One, I really wanted to go to law school. I just found myself in this sort of point where I had to get through graduation, and I hadn't applied to go to law school. And what I really wanted to do was a joint degree, which was a master's in arts in international affairs, and the Juris Doctorate, which is the law degree, and I was going to do that at Florida State University, but I hadn't applied to either one, and I hadn't taken the pretest that you have to take, the LSAT for the law school and the GRE for the graduate school. So I was doing this job and trying to figure out what my next move would be. I also had another situation on the horizon, and that is that the lease in the apartment that I had was coming to an end. Now, I had had a lot of problems with that apartment. The heating and the air conditioning didn't work. There were days that I woke up in the winter, which it does get cold in northern Florida, and I could actually see my breath in the apartment when I got up. It was so cold. The water heater had exploded, and it had flooded the entire apartment, but they refused to do anything to repair the apartment. So I had gone back and forth with them, and so not only was my lease up, but they had no interest in renewing the lease for me, and I had no interest in renewing my lease with them. So I now had to find a place to move to. So I started really focusing in on what I wanted. I can't exactly say how it happened, but I just had this vision of what I wanted, the place that I wanted to live. In my mind, it was beautiful. It had vaulted ceilings, and it was wood. There was a yard. There was a porch. I could visualize it, and I began to write down what this place looked like. Suddenly, I remember I had this idea to get on Craigslist. Craigslist is not something that I had ever used before, but I felt like I should get on Craigslist. And when I got on Craigslist, I saw it. I saw the place that I had been envisioning. I was so excited that I filled out an online application and applied for to do a tour and to see if I could apply for a lease with them. They contacted me, and I went to go do the tour, and I loved it. When I talked to the person who was showing me the townhouse, she let me know that I would have to make 3 times the rent exactly to qualify to move into the townhouse. The rent was $400, and so 3 times the rent was exactly the $1,200 that I was making. So I was able to get a letter from my employer, apply for the place, and be approved to move in at the beginning of August. Since I still lived in the apartment, I went for a walk one day to walk around Florida State University campus, and I remember having just a very active conversation with God, one of the most active I can ever recall having with Him, where I was really asking Him what I should do. I wanted to go to law school, but taking the LSAT, taking the GRE test, for graduate school costs money, and they take time to prepare for. Now, I had really been studying for the last few years for the LSAT, but I just needed to figure out what I was going to do, because to sign up for the dual program was a lot of money, it was a lot of work, and although I did have a job now, I wasn't making a ton of money. And God just really put it on my heart to put law school on pause and to just pursue going to the graduate school at that point. Just focus on the graduate school. And I felt so content and such a peace with that decision. And so at that point, I decided I was just going to study for and prepare to take the GRE for my next move. Now, God had gotten me a job at a time when getting a job was, according to the world, impossible. And He had even gotten me a job that paid the exact amount of money that I needed to have in order to qualify for the home that He had inspired me to find on Craigslist. The townhouse was gorgeous, and I was so excited about moving into it. In fact, it was a little bit confusing to me because I had lived in Tallahassee for several years up to that point and knew the city very well, and yet I had never seen those townhouses before, and I do not understand to this day how I could not have seen them. I actually became quite convinced that God built them just for me at that point in time. That may just sound ridiculous, but I don't know where they had been before. But I also had a little bit of a problem, and that is that I now had to move because I was into July, and I had to move at the beginning of August, and I wasn't sure how to do that because my apartment was on the second floor. I had a couch that someone had given me, and I had a bed. And of course, you know, I had things, and I couldn't afford to pay for movers, and I certainly couldn't move the furniture by myself. So I really didn't know what to do. So I started to get worried again, and then I thought, no, I've been down this road before. I'm not going to do this. And I thought, what can I do? And then I thought, I'm going to do what I can do. That's all I can do. And so I got inspired again, and I got up and I walked over to the FSU campus, which was just a few minutes from my house, and went to where the dumpster bins are, and they've got recycling bins next to the dumpster bins. And in the recycling bins are all sorts of cardboard boxes that the departments, when they get something new, they break the box down and stick it in the recycling. So I just started grabbing boxes, took them back to the apartment, assembled the boxes, and started putting all of my things in the boxes. I started packing. And I packed up every single thing in the apartment that I could until there was nothing left. Now, I had asked the apartment complex if they would consider letting me rent for one more month because I thought maybe I could save up a little bit more money and hire movers. But as I'd mentioned previously, we had a contentious relationship, and they had no interest in even extending the lease to me for a month. So I really didn't know what to do. Now, I remember that this was on a Wednesday, and the church I was attending at the time always had a Sunday service and a Wednesday night service, and I had to move out on Thursday morning. So everything was packed, And it was Wednesday night, and I looked around the apartment, and I just said, God, I've done everything that I can do. Now I need you to do what you can do. And I decided not to worry about it, and I went to church. When I got to the church, I walked in, and a lady who I knew, who later became a very dear friend of mine, but I just knew her a little bit from the church at that time. She walked up to me and she greeted me when I walked in on Wednesday night and asked me how I was. And I told her that, you know, I had to move in the morning and I wasn't really sure what to do. And her face lit up and she says, you have to move? And I said, yes, I have to move tomorrow. And she said, give me just a minute. And she ran away through the crowd. It was a busy Wednesday. Lots of people were there. And a few minutes later, she came back and she said, the men will be there at 8 o'clock in the morning. And I was a little bit puzzled. And I said, what? And she let me know that they had just had a meeting right before church. And the men had decided to start a moving ministry to help single women move. So they had started a moving ministry. So the next morning at the apartment, 8 o'clock in the morning, all these guys with all these pickup trucks showed up at my apartment. And they went up and down the stairs, and they loaded up all the boxes and all the furniture, and they drove it over to the townhome, and they moved me in. They moved me in. And I was in my new townhouse with a lot of boxes to unpack. And I just remember that I did what I needed to do, and then God did his part. Well, I was settled in my new townhouse in Tallahassee, Florida, and I was still working at Bennett's, going to all the churches around Tallahassee, trying to get someone to sign a lease for a copy machine. But it wasn't working out very well for me as far as making commission on selling copy machines. I just was never able to sell one while I worked there. I used my free time to study for the GRE and eventually took the exam. At the same time, rumors started going around the office that the company wasn't doing very well, and I really had a sense of urgency to apply for graduate school as soon as possible. And so it was actually very close to, or maybe even already in August, and graduate school was going to start in the fall, and traditionally you would start in the spring. But I moved ahead and applied for the program that I had wanted to apply to, and I got a pretty quick response that I was accepted and that I would start in late August. I had been going around trying to get leases on the copy machines, and I had several hundred dollars of gas mileage that I needed to be reimbursed for. And again, I wasn't making that much money, so it really meant quite a lot to me at that time. And so I found out in middle of August that they in fact were closing. They sent me an email at my work email and said that they also would not be reimbursing me for the gas mileage. They said that I should just take it off on my taxes. I didn't get worried about it. I just looked at it and thought, been through a lot the last few months, and God hasn't let me go so far, so let's see what happens. Shortly afterwards, I don't know if it was a day or two later, I was finishing up my last few days at the company. There wasn't really anything for me to do that I can recall. I just remember being there, and I remember the manager coming into the office, and he handed me a personal check that he had written to me for the couple hundred dollars that the company owed me, and said that it wasn't fair that they were not going to reimburse me for the gas mileage, and so he was going to do it. So I got the money, thank God for that, and then I went back to my townhouse, and I prepared to start graduate school. So it was just a really interesting time in my life where I started off not knowing where I was going to live, what I was going to do, how I was going to get through it, how I was going to pay for the rent. I just went through that time, and moment by moment, I saw God come through in my life all the way to the end when I got reimbursed for the gas mileage. And then I started graduate school in the fall. And with that, I was able to go back to the work programs that I had been in and eventually took an actual job that would sustain me as well. I know now that God, of course, is my provision in all things, and I've grown in so many ways with abundantly sharing and no longer just tithe. But, you know, from where I was at that point in my life and to where I am now, I can say that that was probably one of the points where I really, really learned to trust in on God and saw Him come through for me and learn to walk really in faith and not in fear and to not look at what the world is saying, but to look at what God says. And, you know, if I do what I need to do, I know that He will do what He needs to do, and it will be done. And so I just really wanted to share this little testimony of this time in my life where it was just God and me, and how He got me from graduation back into school in the fall, and never missed a beat. He had everything figured out, down to the exact amount of money that I would need in order to get into that townhouse, which blessed me greatly. I lived in that townhouse all the way until I finished graduate school and moved to Nicaragua. I loved it very much and had a lot of really fond memories there, and just hope this story blesses you as much as it does for me to remember that time and how God brought me through it.